DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Not Another Podcast.
Hola.
And this week we are discussing the movie we all watched.
Most of us
except for Bryce. Because he's got the baby excuse.
Yep, he's got a valid excuse.
He had a small child.
I have the best trump card.
Yeah, he didn't want to have that baby exposed to whatever the fuck that movie was.
It's a good Father's Day movie.
Yeah.
It's a good father-daughter movie.
In the way that Mommy Dearest is a great Mother's Day film.
There you go. I mean, you know, if we're talking themes here.
I mean, go ahead.
Did Danny watch it?
I'm assuming
he jumped off again.
He jumps off.
He's like, fuck you guys.
Well, if we get him back before we get into the movie, well, no, I want him on because both Jim and Samantha have questions for Danny. That about some things that we got into last week. Yeah, pretty much that's what it boils down to.
Hey, I worked with the guy for like several years, like 8 years ago. I don't know what
Still
the fuck's
no
going
clue?
On with that guy. No.
No one does.
We don't have the room or the time or the energy to deal with horror movie snobbery on this podcast.
Damn right.
Wait, let's see if he's coming back.
I see a Danny.
There he is.
Hey.
He's connecting.
The shitty equipment, that's why.
Okay, so Samantha and Jim, I will now turn it over to you.
And go.
Why do you hate prom so much? What was the issue?
What is wrong with you, man?
A valid issue.
You waited a whole week to do that?
Yes. Because we want to record it.
Guys. It's not that I have an issue with prom so much as I have an issue with
organized
such
dancing.
A small demographic of horror movie genre, because I don't even think I'd call it a genre. I think I'd call it a side effect in a horror movie.
Well,
you know, you got slashers, you got your monsters, you got your witches, you got your Frankensteins, you got your mummies, you got all the big creature types. Then you have the serial killers. You have all these different types of archetypes in horror movies. That is what makes a good horror movie. It'd be like, well, there was a prom going on in Georgetown when, you know, Linda Blair's character was possessed by, you know, the devil. So, I mean, we could count it as such, but it doesn't make the movie. You know what I mean?
Well,
and so the idea of doing a prom themed a horror movie pick just kind of felt like really tightening the noose on what movies were going to be there.
But that's the point of picking a theme, is to find new things and to expand that horizon, because one, anything can be a horror movie, anything, and everything has been a horror movie. A theme is not a genre or a subgenre. So you can
No,
pick.
I gotcha.
So the theme of prom, it doesn't have to be set at a prom. It's just that has to be a portion of what is happening. That has to be like part of the story or the narrative. So it's, and also we all agreed to this theme thing. So in essence, we knew it was going to narrow the field of what we were picking for that week.
Yes.
I don't remember agreeing to this.
We talked about it.
I will
for
pull
weeks.
The audio.
Actually, we just kind of.
I will pull the audio where you agree.
Round of trailer trash.
We talked about it for at least 2 weeks.
When the first
Samantha
the first
is correct.
Week it was too cliche, and this week it's more of a sub side effect. So which is it? Is it done too much or is it done? There's something there. There's something.
I know. I feel like there's a story. And if you don't want to talk about it, like on air, that's perfectly
no,
fine.
No, fuck I'd that. Fuck that. Talk that. About it. Dig in there. Come on. I see weakness. I
no,
see.
And that's the thing. There is no story. It's merely one of those things where after going through the last round of the trailer trash that we came up with, I'm not going to lie, folks. I got burnt on horror movies in general. The only thing I've watched.
Say that.
Well, I know, but that was the thing. It was like, I was like, well, if we're doing the specialized, maybe we'll pull a, you know, a broad stroke on this one and we might be able to find something in a specific vein. And I was like, and then Prom was brought up on the day I was gone, by the way.
Whose fault was that?
Yeah, you're the one who left early.
Fuck me, I got shit to do.
You still got your vote in. You still
Again,
got
it
your
was
vote
one
in.
Of those things where
yeah, before you left, you did put out your theme vote.
I know, and it was subsequently voted down, and I'm okay with that.
I get it if it's not a theme that you were enthusiastic about, but I have to say, like, I kind of assumed I knew what I was going to be getting into when I saw the trailer for this. I'm like, eh, okay. I kind of picked it apart in the 2 minutes or so that the trailer ran for. And I'm like, all right, I'm kind of putting myself into this one gear that I'm assuming that this movie is going to be in. And then those fucking Aussies did pulled some shit that I'm like,
okay, hold on, Jim.
Hold on. Before we get into that,
I don't want you to spoil it yet.
I'm not gonna do anything. I just wanted to say though, they pulled some shit that made me. Yeah. It hurt my sense of American pride because I thought that this level of depravity could only exist in the red, white, and blue. I was mistaken.
So
that's fair,
Danny. Can I kind of set a caveat that? Not so much horror movies. You were just burnt on bad movies because we watched every movie on the last round was a horrible movie. And we all knew what we were getting into with it. But I mean, all of us were scraping bottom of the barrel. But I will say there was an upswing with each movie that we chose.
A little bit at a time.
And I think, yeah.
Yep.
The last two movies that both you and Jim picked were the height of that,
a lot of fun.
That round.
So, and I also want to say that we can do these.
I think you were
little,
just burnt on bad movies.
We can do these as little or as often as we want. So if we're burnt out on them, just say, just like one of us has to just speak up and say, hey, let's wait another week on these. I don't want to go through another bad movie this week.
Well, in all fairness, that's valid. Did actually have something I needed to do last week. So
we know that.
That's not. Yeah, yeah.
We're in support.
No, but Samantha's right. If
we're in support of what you had to do.
Yeah, if you're not feeling it, I mean, if any of us are not feeling it, then we've got to speak up. Otherwise, we just plow through and then it's not fun anymore.
Bryce is playing with toys.
And the whole point of this is to be because he's bored.
Don't be jelly.
Because we're all jumping on Danny here.
Well, welcome back to another show prep episode where we once again, I mean, I know a lot of shows like to kind of show like maybe a little glimpse, little peek
behind the curtain.
There is no curtain on the show. You see everything. We are as raw can be.
I shouldn't be walking around naked then. Damn it.
What do you think's holding the table?
It's a good thing we don't put up the video.
When the stalker becomes the stalked.
Dude, we should put up the video on Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You can't see me at all.
You jerk. but just speak up and just so we all know what's going on, because then like we hear all these reasons and we're like, why? That's silly, or we perceive as silly.
And here's the thing, too: we don't have to just do horror movies.
Oh, it's not that. This is the season for the horror movie for sure.
If you're a plebe, yeah.
I had brought an idea up to James when we had gone out to dinner, of the idea of basically reviewing new movie trailers for new horror movies that are coming out.
Yeah. Because
there's a bunch of them that have just dropped that are like, man, that looks fucking tasty as far as like decent horror movies are concerned. And it was like, well, that was an idea.
For sure.
Didn't go very far, and that's okay. But again, it's nothing personal. It's just, I do intend on watching your film that you chose. Again, this will be solely Big Jim's fault. But, you know, that's Big Jim.
I'll take it.
I promise
you. The only reason, and I will put this out there. The only reason I didn't reject it, but I did bring up the idea that the movies that he's talking about, that the new movies that are coming out are all theater based, and I don't think all of us can get to a theater when these movies come out.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed to seeing a brand new movie, but it's
once they hit Prime.
The idea of doing this is making it to where we can all, so it's accessible for all of us. It's as easy as going to a web page to watch a movie or something. So I mean, if there's a movie that we're all psyched about and we can all make it to the theater before the next episode, yeah, I'm totally down for that. But we don't have we also don't have to stick to one genre of movie, you know.
Oh, and again, don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem with the horror movies, particularly around this time of year. I mean, fuck, it's kind of, you know, standard for the most part. I mean, shit, but Josie and I rewatched The Banana Splits while we were covering our pumpkin because she loves that movie. She thinks it's so glorious.
I know you're a big fan of like the...
I agree with her.
I know you're a big fan of like the sword and sandal fantasy genre. So I got no problem watching movies like that.
We'll
and
save
I know
that
Jim won't have a problem because there's usually a lot of boobs in it.
I'm more into the thong and bongs subgenre.
I think that's a Full Moon production.
Evil Bong, is. Yeah. I remember that movie.
I see what you did there.
You know, but the other thing too, like one of the movies that, you know, Josie and I really enjoy watching around this time of year are like the Hammer films. Problem with those are there's a fuck ton of them, but the likelihood that everyone's seen the one you would bring up is pretty strong. You know, anything Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, I mean, those guys were in damn near every one of them. So it's worth watching just to watch them go, oh, why did you sign up for this? But I know that kind of fell into the Hell Comes to Frogtown stipulation, where there was a strong likelihood that somebody had seen it, and these were meant to be movies that nobody had seen. And yeah, I haven't dredged the bottom of the barrel of movies that came out after 1978, I would say. Anything before that, there's a strong possibility I'd seen it. Anything after that, not likely.
And there's always going to be the chance that you're going to bring a movie up and it'll get kiboshed because someone has seen it. Last week, for instance, Jim brought an amazing movie that I had seen like a month before and I couldn't place it. But once I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, yep, seen it. And Jim, it was delightful.
Thank you.
It was fantastic. So, because I enjoyed that movie even before you brought it up.
What was the title?
So, Dance of the Dead.
Ah,
I haven't watched it yet. That's going to be on my weekend by myself list.
So I will tell you that I watched all three of our suggestions, and I will say that all three of our suggestions were really good. No matter which movie we picked, it would have been an awesome movie week. The bar has been set. It's still low, but it's been set.
If you had to put them in order of that, best to worst, what would you say?
Best to work, I would say, I think for me, it's a tie between Prom Ride and The Loved Ones. Because I watched Prom Ride and I was, it really is kind of a...
Was that the one with the Shredder?
Yes.
Yes.
Shredder shows up with
the mirror Shredder.
Yeah.
So I watched that and for most of us, I thought it was going to be one way. Like I was like, okay, I've seen this kind of theme a bunch of times. It's a found footage thing, but then it twists And it twists in a way that I did not see coming until right as it happened.
Nice.
And then it twists again. And it was like, wait, what? Okay, one twist, but now there's a second one.
And the loved ones did the same thing.
It was, yes, yes.
It was crazy.
And I was just going to say, now that we're there, since it's your pick, Samantha, I'm going to give you first crack at reviewing this thing.
I enjoy this movie so much. I watched it twice. The beginning is super cheesy. Yes. The beginning is cheesy. When the movie starts off, you know, you have this loving dad and father, son, you know, he's learning how to drive and it's all like, oh, we're all happy. And then something comes out and derails him. Oh, I guess I should say spoiler alerts for people who haven't watched it.
Danny.
And Bryce. And anyone listening and our wonderful patrons who pay for this shit. So love you. They get run off the road and the dad dies and the mom is just nuts. She doesn't want her son in a car at all, let alone driving. And he's got this girlfriend that just got her driver's license and they're going to go to prom together. And this girl, like an unpopular girl, asks the kid to go to prom or go to the dance. They don't specify necessarily that it is prom, but what we believe it to be.
apparently in Australia it is not referred to as prom, it is called the end of the year formal.
So they go that to their sense. End of year formal. When you first start watching this film, you're like, what am I watching? Because the acting's not fantastic and it's a little on the cheesy side. It's a little on the like, okay, what did they film this on side? Angry kid cuts himself, he wears a razor blade around his neck and you're like, oh my gosh, these angsty teenagers, ugh. And then shit gets fucking real and you're like, oh my god. And then I think the performances got so much better as the movie got weirder and it was very like no one held anything back, which I thought was great. So
I guess the director had Robin Smith or something like that. The woman that played Princess, the main psycho lead. He had her research Jeffrey Dahmer and watch American Psycho and like all these Quentin Tarantino movies and really just a lot of shit. And, you know, there's a lot of times where like an actor can be given direction or given a lot of stuff to kind of study. And it either sticks or it doesn't. Man, she brought this woman brought a performance to this role of Princess. Like, I was impressed. I was genuinely impressed.
Yeah, and what was great about that is that she researched these characters without becoming them, without impersonating them.
Yeah,
you know, she interpreted it into this character rather than impersonating another character. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And it was very much her own. She was informed by, not emulating. So it was really nice.
It didn't seem like she was trying to be like another this or another that. She was the first fucking wackadoo princess. And everything, like down to like the drill into the skull, like all of that was based off of Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
Man, spoilers.
I said spoilers.
suck a dick. That's the trick. All right. The treat was the movie. You either ate the treat or you didn't eat the treat. We ate the treat. It was good. Suck a dick. That's the trick. Put that shit on a t-shirt. I don't know why I'm talking all staccato.
Look, a dick. That's a treat.
Save it for the Patreon, please, my friend. Save it for the
Patreon. Say that again, Danny.
Is that dick or treat the new tradition?
It's not new for some of us.
It isn't the Willing household.
As long as it's socially distant.
That's a long dick. Whew.
That makes it a little bit more difficult.
Calm down, Sam.
Who said long? Could be severed.
True.
Well, in the true spirit of Halloween.
Ed Bryce getting into the festivities.
It's Halloween. Come on.
Bobbit Wolf for the win.
Bryce Wolf family motto, where there's a hacksaw, there's a chance, or there's a way. Yeah.
There's a way.
I mean, it can happen. There's no limit to what opening you can put a mask over.
True.
I don't like that at all. I do not like that at all. Nope.
I'm kinky.
Thumbs down.
So that's why there's masks on the truck stop walls now.
You know who would love this quarantine? Ed Gein. That's who'd love this fucking quarantine.
Yeah. That even rhymed. Yay. Okay.
I'm making t-shirts.
Love quarantine?
That quote, Samantha, is right up there with last week's I have really strong thoughts.
Really?
Oh, God.
Yeah. You tell.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to last week's episode.
I don't listen to this shit. I know better.
Yeah, thank you, Patreons.
Hey, your cousin listens to this shit. Sorry, bro.
No!
I
know. Sorry.
We feel bad. It's okay.
No, we don't. They know what they're getting into.
I don't feel bad at all.
Bryce doesn't feel bad.
I'm not apologizing for this shit anymore.
I
will never apologize for us. We are who we are, and you guys pay for it. That's great. We appreciate it.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Even people who come and listen to this for free, you know what we're about.
And we love you for listening.
This is on you.
Yeah, this is your fault.
The funniest part is every episode is somebody's new episode.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
When I sent my friend,
I'm gonna try this show. Nope, not doing
just
that.
Think
again.
About it. Think about it. The friction method was someone's first episode,
and that
and
person,
if they kept listening,
probably not. They probably shut it off right away.
Danny,
that person,
Danny, that means coming and going was someone's first episode.
Oh, God.
Yep.
So.
That means Humane Apple Pie was someone's first episode.
So Humane Apple Pie episode, when I sent my friend, the artist, to make us a t-shirt design, I sent him the link to that episode. I was like, this is the episode that we want inspired by this. So if you need further inspiration.
And I said, delete.
He has not spoken to me again yet.
He unfriended
I haven't heard from him again. He left Radio Hour. I don't know what happened.
So, oh, no.
But
there's a lot of caution tape around his house now.
So I sent him.
So, Samantha, do you have a tagline for this movie?
So I'm really bad at remembering what things we have to say. So I don't have a tagline, but I do have the title for a part two or a sequel. There we go. That's the word.
Okay.
So the sequel is The Loved Ones 2, Loved Underground.
Hmm. Mm.
And I'm thinking one of the things survives and they're now just burrowed underground and they take people underground with them to be loved.
Oh.
So The Loved Ones, Chud 3.
Pretty much.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't throw money at a Chud 3. I'd be open to it.
If there's a
Kickstarter,
that.
I would participate.
I don't know about that.
A Patreon, but... maybe?
That's funny. We'll film a Chud 3 for $1,000 a month, Patreon.
Okay, because I know Jim's review is going to be epic, I'd like to jump in and do my review.
Oh, yeah. You son of a bitch. Okay, go.
I enjoyed it. That was the bottom line. You guys should all watch it. It's good.
I'll check it.
It is.
Just give
is
the beginning fantastic. A chance.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get the beginning, you only have to suffer about 10 minutes of the beginning, and then it gets going.
That is acceptable.
So,
that is acceptable.
Here is my review of The Loved Ones. The Loved One starts, as so many movies do, with a horrible accident. Brett and his father are bonding over music while driving the car down the road and have a horrible car crash due to some bloody guy walking into the middle of the road. Cut to 6 months later, and Brent and his buddy are talking about the after party. And Brent's buddy winds up asking the hot, scary goth chick to the dance. This is where the film kind of, like, this is that look over here. It's kind of the sleight of hand, because you think the scary goth chick is the bad girl. Like, she's going to do something.
She comes in
but
all
no.
slow-mo.
No. Enter the actual villain. The actual villain, the homely, slightly good-looking, but clearly no self-esteem type, who asks our hero Brent to the dance, and he lets her down really easy. He's like, no, I'm going to go with my girlfriend. And she doesn't take it well. And she goes so far to stalk him and his girlfriend to where they park the car to have sex in the middle of the day.
Like you do.
Teenagers like aren't smart. We were not smart as teenagers. We are not smart as 30-somethings.
You're not smart as a teenager.
No.
So
Brent goes home. He has another argument with his mother, who clearly blames him for the accident that killed her husband, his father. And he runs off, like you do when you're angry, to climb the side of a cliff.
Because you have a death
that's
wish.
That's how we but all then, get our anger out. Yeah.
But then you slip.
But he does have like this cathartic moment where he's like hanging off of it. I mean, this is clearly a kid in pain. Honestly,
you don't angrily rock climb. Come on, you're not really rock climbing then.
Not since I was in my teens.
Are you really an angsty teenager if you don't angrily rock climb?
Come on.
I was just going to say,
like I said, in my teens.
I just want to say it wasn't an actual suicide attempt. It was a dangle for help that he did. By himself.
Not down the stream.
You know, shit got real. Oh, fuck. I might actually die here in my rage quarry that has been copywritten. That is my band name.
That's rage quarry.
They're playing at the Y next Sunday.
Yeah. But so, I'm sorry, James, please continue. They're playing at the I caught the name you, Bryce.
I wish I could take credit for that joke, but I can't.
Oh,
look, before
one of my other podcasts, I just want to say that all the time.
I just want to say that I cannot wait for Rage Quarry's first album. I know it's going to be epic. some of the hardest rock ever,
mostly just prop
hard rock.
I heard their new stuff was a little sedimentary.
I think it's going to be called Granite.
Some of the references are very Obsidian.
Heart of Granite.
So geez. Brent gets to the top of his cliff of help and is promptly kidnapped. And what follows after that is some of the greatest psychological shit I have seen in a long
time.
So we cut to a princess's house where daddy brings her prom dress and matching shoes, and she changes clothes right in front of daddy, and daddy clearly wants to tap that. And I seriously got a Trump vibe in that scene.
Ew. Trump vibe?
Yeah. Yeah. Wants to fuck his daughter.
I didn't see him grab her pussy.
Do you not know that, Jim?
I did not see him grab her pussy. That's all I'm saying.
Ew.
His
daughter.
He didn't move on her like a bitch. I'm just saying. He can do that.
So we find out Princess and Daddy have kidnapped a number of boys over the years because Princess is looking for her one true love. And apparently the way that they determine that
a boy who can clot
Princess's one true love is through so much torture. Just so much torture. And then when she decides that he's not the one, they are summarily lobotomized. In horrific fashion. So my tagline for this movie is, she'll get in your head. One way or another.
Nice.
And then I also have a sequel. I want to call it The Loved Ones Swipe Right.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
And I just want the same cast.
Yeah. That's why I didn't even think of a cast, because I was like, no, these guys are great. Let's just keep it rolling.
No, these guys are great. So get ready for epic movie review, because here comes reviewer Siskel and Willig.
It's like we got steps, right? Like mine's pretty minimal because I just enjoyed the movie and I think everyone should watch it. James is like, all right, cool. Let's get a little deeper into this. And now it's time for Jim to be like, all right, deep dive, motherfuckers.
Guys, seriously, I want Jim to review last every time, because his always are the best. Knock it out of the park. Good or bad.
Well, thank you. I will say, grab your fucking shovels, bitches, and a canary, because we're going deep. We are going fucking deep. Okay,
so just like she did with a drill.
Do it.
Oh. Don't start there. No, we're gonna build up to it nice and slow.
Like we gotta tease first.
Like a good prom DJ.
Foreplay. It's
formal,
it's
foreplay. DJ, if you will. Okay, so starts off, like, as we've just said, that father and son driving. Obviously, son's still pretty much a novice. And for me, it was just really nice to see deadbeat dads in of a different country, you know, because every time you think of a deadbeat dad, you think of American deadbeat dads. Finally, I didn't know what they look like in Australia. Now I know. They look at, like, Dollar Tree Bradley Cooper, who's, like, smoking a cigarette like it's a joint. Right, his son's giving him this look like he's some kind of fucking Mennonite. Like, I don't think you should be doing that. After giving his dad shit about saying, yeah, there's nothing wrong with a good melody. You know what, bitch? You know, there isn't anything wrong with a good melody, and I hope your feet get nailed to the floor. I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry.
Foreshadow.
So, I kind of considered this movie to be She's All That meets the Fox Kid version of American Psycho. Or as I also called it, the Australian Chainsaw Cotillion. during the car sex scene, way too much hair. I didn't know where one horny teenager started and another horny teenager began. Well, I know where one came.
The other part about that makeout scene that actually bothered me was the unrealisticness of the makeout, because it was always like mwah, 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 and this that sound started to bother me. I'm like, bookmark that. Like, that's not how people kiss. Even if you're a teenager and you're not sure how, you don't
actually. In that scene, the thing that disturbed me the most was the giant mole on her.
Oh
lip.
Wait, I'm getting to that too here. So.
Okay.
You're right, but you're right, Samantha. Very unrealistic.
You mean the cancer battle she was having.
No, it wasn't. She had like a pox put on her. Okay. One mole on your face. It's a beauty mark. It's a thing that can be accentuated. It can make a whole, it can pull a whole face together. Two beauty marks on your face, kind of unfortunate, but workable. We can do something with it.
Yeah.
This bitch had a constellation. She had like a galaxy. Like when you saw her topless, I'm like, look at them nipple. There's some like 1, 2, 3. I was like autistic for a moment. I was drawn.
Those weren't nipples.
I don't know. Maybe like, you know, I thought like I threw a cup of water on her, like the titty, like more nipples would sprout. I don't know. I didn't know what was happening. So, and also she was clearly like 27. Like when she's like, hey, I got my license. I'm like, how many tries did it fucking take you, bitch? Like a decade?
She's 36 right now. I'm assuming this is the person you're talking about.
The Holly, born the, in 84. The girlfriend. Yeah.
Victoria Thane. Holly, yeah. Yeah, she's born in 84.
This movie was made in 2012. Or came out in 2012.
Also, so they're in the car, right? And they're making out unrealistically. Or are they fucking? Or are they dry humping? I'm not sure, because it was like, I thought they were fucking the way she was reacting.
God, they're all like, almost 40.
I'm betting that they didn't know what they were truly doing, bud.
Okay, well, if it was true to form, but...
So that's how they do it.
So she should be the teachers at this fucking prom.
It's a lot of fumbling and...
So they pull up the shirt, and I like how the...
I love Bryce's face. What
okay,
just happened?
I want to show you guys this. Look at the budget. Can you see it?
I can't.
No.
$4 million?
$4 million. Right there.
Wow.
But after you see this movie, it looks like they spent a lot more money, so...
They made $358,000, so that makes me feel good.
95% of that budget went to securing the rights to Have You Heard About the Lonesome Loser?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, oh, geez, okay.
And that other crap this is song.
It's going to end up being a cult classic. Like, just give it some more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name's almost Brett Michael.
It's fantastic.
His name is Xavier, the main kid.
That's the actor's name. His in the movie, his name's Brett Mitchell.
Can we get back to Jim's movie?
No,
he takes his shirt off.
What would this show
off,
be
right?
without interruption?
He takes his shirt off, and we see that he is either a cutter or he is what's known as a bear baiter, where he just runs up shirtless to bears and says, "Hey, bitch, your claws ain't all that," and apparently just likes to get hugged or whatever.
I thought that was a sexual thing. I was like, "What is that?"
So did I. Hey, Carl, I don't care.
I was like, "We found a depth of my innocence. What is that?"
No, I'm in an actual grizzly bear, which I'm sure they have none of in Australia.
By the way, name of the episode, Bear Baiter.
Bear Baiter.
So it is an Urban Dictionary thing, but it's not sexual.
No. Okay.
Bear baiting is taunting someone on the internet until they react, then using that reaction against them.
Ooh.
Does that person happen to be a bear in the gay culture? No.
Is that also known as passive aggressive?
I was going to say, it's a very catty thing to do. So I don't know, maybe if the bear's catty.
Like, okay. That's my bread and butter, man.
So his ribs, his sides are all just gory because he cuts himself a lot. And I'm like, okay, it's one thing to be a cutter, but then the camera kind of pans up and he's got like this like silver plated or platinum plated fucking razor blade that he wears around his neck. So I'm like, not only is this motherfucker a cutter, bitch bought merch. He's invested in his cutting, right? He ain't fucking around with like some broken glass or some shit. Like, no. He's like, I got my shit's custom, bitch. Don't even come at me.
He's saving up for that gold plated one.
The mom shows. So we cut to the kid whose dad apparently is not tree proof. We found out. Couldn't get a job. Couldn't dodge that maple. So sorry about your luck there, pops. He's dead. And we see the son. He's sitting in his room and he's listening to metal in the dark. Which, I mean, I like metal a lot. Which, yeah. If you're a serial killer, right? Like,
what? Usually, nobody else did that.
There's at least three serial killers on the show.
Probably check my tone. Apologies. So his mom comes into the doorway, or what I assumed was his mom, because she looked like she was made of panic attacks. Like she just stood there, just gaunt and like she was a painting from like the plague era. Like she was gaunt and stricken with like, I don't know, biblical diseases.
This right here is why Jim does his movie reviews last.
And so that is mom looks like she's made a panic attack. Okay. So then he's like, all right, fuck all this real world. I need to go to my quiet place. And then he goes to his rage quarry. And he has his dangle for help. I will say this, right? So Psycho Dad shows up and like does the whole like, hey, what does this rag smell like to you?
Yeah.
And I will say this though. The
does
movie
it smell like chloroform to you?
The movie, like obviously I'm pulling it apart and I'm making fun of it as best I can, but the pace moves. It pulls you in and it pulls you in quick. There's good at times. There's some decent banter. I feel like that could have been worked up a little bit more. I think the actors could have had a little bit more. It was made in 4 weeks. The whole movie was made in 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So,
$4 million budget. Damn.
Yeah. So anyway, so Psycho Dad,
that's probably an estimate. I'm sure it's wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
So Psycho Dad drags, Xavier, back to his place. I got a fan theory that this is Charles Xavier before, like, because he gets his feet nailed to the ground and he doesn't want to walk anymore, so he gets in the wheelchair. I don't know, it could work. It's a stretch. I don't know. I'm trying too hard. So
I mean, he can't stretch very far now.
Also, the character's name is Brent.
Brent.
He's played by Xavier, but his name is Brent.
So okay, so Brent. So Xavier gets yanked back to the ranch house from hell. And I will say this, though. Psycho Dad has really good taste when it comes to prom dresses, right?
Yeah, she looks so cute.
Like, I don't know if she picked
like
that out
dress.
Or if he did, because he was like, he was crisp. Like, he had like a nice tie on, matched his shirt, matches like his whole suit, like, was stylish. So I don't know if maybe he pulled out. Yeah.
Chaperoning.
And
so he's got to look nice.
He's gonna be fucking his daughter later, hopefully, if things go well. I mean, in the movie,
it's prom night.
In the
never
movie.
Know.
Allegedly.
No, alleged.
No, there was no alleged in this.
Great. So, okay. So, yeah, Psycho Dad has some pretty good taste. The neck metal is... the reason why I didn't understand this, and maybe I'm the only one, but there's a part where they take a bottle and a syringe and they inject it into his neck. And I thought maybe that was like some kind of a homemade tranquilizer or whatever, something that was supposed to knock him out, but didn't quite work.
Turns out here's my thought bleach. On it.
It was supposed to be bleach. Okay. Yeah. It was supposed to be bleach to destroy
his
vocal
Trump
cords.
Got the idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what it did. Because I was like, the whole time I'm wondering, like, what did they inject that he can't talk?
And then he's just screeching.
Like, because the rest of the movie,
I didn't understand that it was supposed to affect his vocal cords. I thought he was just being very respectful and not yell.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
So, yeah, it's okay. Some of the trivia.
Thank you, Jim,
that
movie solved.
Yay!
I told you, man, I was like, I gotta find out about all the trivia that I can. So, yeah, I guess it's a bleach that they injected into his throat to ruin his vocal cords, which, I'm sorry, I might not be a doctorologist, but that's not how fucking bleach work, bro. Sorry. You don't just like, oh, it just stayed localized to his vocal cords. It didn't just, I don't know, go the rest of his fucking blood and kill him eventually.
Well, they only had a $4 million budget. They couldn't do the research in time.
Well, next time, ask me.
Mistakes were made.
No,
every movie has a plot hole.
ask me next time, Australia. Let's make that a segment. Ask me, Australia. So and then I just wrote Daddy Daughter Day. Fuck these two all the way up, which is kind of a lot true. way that they worked in the torture once they had Xavier, and I wasn't sure if it was just supposed to be like. They're just there to make him fall in love with her, kind of like the usual trope. But the angle where he's obviously has a high threshold of pain because he cuts himself because over the loss of his dad. And then using that to be like, she's pissed because she's like cry and scream or whatever. And he just won't because he's like, it's like a Tuesday for me, bitch.
So I'm just going to say, since I haven't seen the movie, I'm going to guess that all those cuts are probably from that car accident.
They're not. They're self-inflicted.
Oh, they are?
No, okay. No. He cuts himself. Okay. Yeah.
So
we're led to believe that he's so broken up by the death of his father that he cuts himself just to feel. And the callback to it while he's held captive is amazing.
Yeah. So there's I just wrote down, I don't care for this Got Milk ad at all.
yeah, it's definitely weird. Notice that, like, all fucking weirdos in movies drink milk.
Yeah, drink like, milk or eat an apple. It's like we gotta make you look more of an asshole or more of a psycho here.
Cinema sins.
Fuck yeah! Oh, and my personal favorite line of the entire movie. I paused it. I played it backwards. I laughed twice. It's when she's like. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And he's assuming that they're going to like take him somewhere. He was incorrect.
Oh, yeah.
Because she just drank a cup of milk. And then she's like, okay, pulls out his dick. And she's like, go for it. And I'm just like, come on. Now, I mean, I get that you're crazy and all, but there's crazy. Then there's just being plain blind. No way this guy's going to be able to perform in front of this girl. Her dad, you know, the whole fucking time. So they're going to do something horrible to him. Unless he goes pee in this glass. And so finally, right before something horrible is about to happen to him, a little bit of a trickle happens. You know, it's like right before the rains come. It's like the Rainmaker, you know, almost. Or you know, I don't know, Children of the Raisins of the Sun. I don't know. One of those movies. It's like that. And then she just looks up at him after he's done peeing and says, your dick is crying. Or no, it looks like it's crying.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm just crying. Like
to make it better.
And again, there was the accent. So a couple of points, I put the closed caption on because I'm like, what the fuck are these wacky Aussies saying? But when she's like, it looks like it's crying. I'm like, you are a special kind of crazy. And so she's like, I gotta kiss it better, which I would have simply said, no, thank you. And so then we cut back to the other couple, the Xavier's friend, who just like they casually mentioned that this guy hits like the hot girl jackpot lottery of all time. You know, he could be a nice guy. He could be a funny guy. He could be a charming guy. But no way is he landing a girl of that league, even if she is like a kind of like a social outcast, whatever. So they go to the dance together. It's clear she's like, I'm doing this because of some kind of thing I'm doing with my parents or whatever, just to get out of the house. And so they go out and they're in the car, and he wisely brings a lot of weed and a lot of booze just to kind of get her social, you know, get her comfortable or whatever. If she wants it, it is available and it's there in abundance. My man gets points for that. So she ties on a solid buzz to the point where like they're like, you want to go back inside? Okay, sure. She opens the door and I'm thinking it's going to be like this, like slow, sultry. Nope. Just like Ernest goes to camp, just straight face plants out this car. Back up on her feet like Jim Carrey and whatever, in every movie. And they go staggering back into the dance. Now, I don't know what combination of marijuana and hard alcohol she has happened in her body, but the slow dance is happening. This kid is like, I'm in heaven. This hot girl, she's like, you know, she's got her head on my shoulder. And then her arm just kind of starts rubbing his back a little bit. I'm like, this is all right. I mean, I could go for some little back. I mean, when do I get my back rubbed? God damn it. And so she starts murking her way down and then just for no reason starts rubbing this dude straight through his pants on the dance floor to the point where it isn't just like the viewer, the person watching the movie feels a little uncomfortable because they're doing this
so awkward.
And all these people are around them. The people that are dancing are just like, the extras were like, is that in the script? I didn't see that in the script. This is not in the script. She just straight grabbed that dick. She's grabbing that dick right now.
And the first guy he makes eye contact with is like,
Yeah, like, the dude was like,
get some.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, right.
And the girl, the Asian girl that he was dancing with, she's shocked. And so, what was her name? Mia. Mia was the character's name. Mia, it's all, she's with hands still firmly grasped on this guy's root, looks at the Asian chick. She's like, what the fuck are you looking at? I'm like, that would have just ruined it for me there. I would have either came or shrunk, one or the other, or both.
Or both.
A little
shot back inside of you.
But it doesn't have, the best part is where this old, the chaperone for the movie comes over and tops it with the funniest line where he's just like, he comes over and like, you think, obviously they're busted straight up. He looks at them both with this stern fucking Hogwarts looking look on his grill. And he's just like, if you're going to do that kind of thing, I suggest you do it someplace else. I would be like, thank you. I will. Let us go right now. I am enjoying this immensely. My classmates saw it. You know what's going to happen next? I'm kind of excited. I don't know. So they just like, they go and they go into the car and she's just like all over him, like in 2 seconds. And you're thinking, okay, well, that was kind of awesome. The guy's going to get lucky. 2 seconds later, knock on the door. You think it's the psycho. Do you think they're going to get killed? No. Same Hogwarts dude getting like a double like cameo shot. And I don't know if they just paid him. Like we got him for like another 6 hours. We should use him for something. And he just knocks on the window and he rolls down and she's completely naked. And he is covering his man tits.
That was so funny. And that made me laugh.
Hogwarts looks at him. He's just like, when I said do this elsewhere, I meant off school property. I'm like, this is either the best or the worst school ever. I want to go to this fucking school. They clearly don't give fucks.
They give enough of a fuck to not be want to be liable for anything.
Yeah. Then a bunch of other stuff happens, and I don't want to spoon feed you the whole fucking thing.
Watch it for yourself.
I'm skipping over some stuff.
You really need to.
I will say though,
there's another final twist that it's just like.
The final fight starts in a Volkswagen Beetle. And I'm just like, oh shit, they gotta do some like Jason Statham board. Like, no, it looks like what a fight would look like if two people were trying to fight each other in a Volkswagen Beetle. And it is comical.
Two girls.
Yeah, comical. So the tagline I have for this is the loved ones, the gimp, the dad, and the crazy. A deleted scene I'd like to see would just be Jamie and Holly just being repeatedly kicked out of other places on campus for fucking. Just like, I didn't mean in the, you know, in the broom closet. And then like, you know, oh, the movie stuff.
Not on my desk.
Yeah. Not in the meat locker or whatever, you know, just like continuously like, oh, those two. And as a sequel, actually non-funny, just kind of serious though. The Loved Ones 2, Formerly Yours. Well, a little bit. And I did recast it and staying, okay, as I've said in the past, I want the cast of Firefly to get more work together. So Princess will be played by River. Xavier, the dumb boyfriend, will be played by Simon, which is going to be really gross and awkward at certain points, but not worse gross and or awkward than a chick trying to fuck her own dad. Just trying to say. The daddy will be played by Nathan Fillion, because whatever Nathan wants, Nathan gets. Mia will be played by Honora. Holly, which is Xavier's girlfriend, the 27-year-old wart farm, should be played by Zoe. Is that too harsh? Was that too much? I'm gonna get a lot of hate letters from the troll community. Not people online, like actual bridge trolls, people with like, you know, deformities and like, I hate goats or whatever. So Jamie, who is
the coalition for people with moles,
microaggression.
They're gonna contact you.
their motto is it's rough. Anyway. So Jamie will be played by Wash. And oh, we didn't even mention Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes. Yeah.
Like that whole angle of, I guess, the original, I don't know if it's her original mom or whatever, partially the bottom eyes. She will be played by Shepherd Book. Rest his soul.
Or yeah. Any Reaver. They can. One line that did stand out from what the hell, Bryce?
That's her. She's in Son of the Mask, too.
Oh, geez.
Oh, her career is just banging.
Oh, mole face. Yeah. Take a moment? Can we just take a moment and celebrate Jamie's great line when he brings Mia home and she's clearly just sauced, and the dad who happens to be the town constable is looking at him, and Jamie's line is, guess I danced her off her feet.
So you bring my daughter home drunk, stoned, reeking of sex with a creepy teenager boy, and the guy's a like the balls on this kid, like they need to have a sequel just about Jamie's life, because this kid has got it dialed the fuck in. And dodged like the great, like all those other kids that got killed. I did the math. There were what? There were three in the pit, right? That were previously the bottomized. Yeah. She said there's that one that got away, which is the one that he swerved and missed at the very beginning. Spoilers.
Yep.
And then Xavier, that would have been five boys altogether. So she got held back at some point.
I was wondering the same thing. I was like, how old is this
kid? No. Because if you notice, like,
what they, it was, they
when
were
she's
younger.
Going through the little scrapbook. Yeah, they were. So they'd been doing this since like at least since she was in like eighth middle grade? School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's one more connection the kid, but I won't spoil that.
Yeah, two thumbs way up and thoroughly impressed, like that's a blow too much smoke up its ass, but it had elements of like a Clockwork Orange to it. Like it was that level of watching someone have horrible things inflicted on them and then the joyful glee of the masochist. I believe that's the right
the creepy, the sadist, yeah,
whatever. Yeah.
The dad and the daughter going, we can't hear you. Oh,
yeah.
My God. You so freaky ass.
Yeah, there was. There was so the creep factor in this movie. Just the creep factor alone kept me riveted. But then to see how like the torture amped up, and they did such a good job because they didn't like overdo it like Saw. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't see like when she's drawing on him, you didn't see it, you just see like the afterwards and you're like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that
because they could have easily just gone overboard and you know show the whole scene and it's just another, you know, 10 minutes of him screaming that you don't really need and kind of loses you. But seeing the after effects and seeing how he's just barely hanging on from blood loss and exhaustion and everything else, it was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they did a great job.
I thoroughly
enjoyed the
passage
of time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
all right. But,
so Danny and Bryce, you think you're going to watch it? Danny already said he would, so can't back out of that now.
Can't I?
Yes, you can.
Around.
Can't I?
Danny, if you don't, we're going to drill a hole in your skull and we're going to pour boiling water.
Nail your feet to the floor.
Yeah. You're going to watch this movie, young man. You're going to park Easter Meester. If I got to nail your feet to the floor.
Easter Meester?
Or Jim will go full Lola on your ass.
No, I'm curious.
Should I play Goodbye Horses right there, Jim?
This is definitely going to have to be one of those movies I'm going to have to watch alone. But
you like incest porn too?
So.
I'm not saying I do.
As I promised to do just that.
I'm saying.
I
promised might be a strong word, but you get the idea.
Freckle titties.
I think you like it.
You got freckle titties. You got freckles. Incest, well, not incest porn.
Hey, so long as I got at least some freckle titties, I mean, that's worth it. But,
you know,
it's something. It's the small consolations you take, you know.
I think you mean small consolations.
Well, guys, we are coming.
Constellations.
We are coming to a close. So I think it's time that we turn it over to Big Jim for a Patreon plea. Everyone mute your mic so this is all
chill. Don't fuck it up, bud.
Well, happy Halloween, listeners and viewers alike. Viewers, you know, people that I don't know, can they watch this or is it just the audio from this? What is this? Is it just is it video too? Can they see us?
Just audio.
People see us when we walk down the, we're not vampires, you know, we're not like, you know, we're not Nosferatu. You know, we're not like my children of the night. We are, you know, we're flesh and blood. We have vampiric tendencies, right? Like we're charming. You know, we're very, very sexy to some people somewhere for a moderate price. And, you know, we want to feed on you, but not like we don't want to drain you, right? We want to make you our familiar. Right, you want to be a part of our coven, of our crew, of our clan. Man, a good term. Our group of other people that just happen to all be white. This is not looking good for us. We need to get somebody else in here. I think, in the spirit of trick or treating, giving treats, we give you the treat of laughter, of hilarity, of support, of friendship. If not through like a one-way kind of service glass thing. You should not trick us by just listening and then going away. Return the treat. Give us the treat. Give yours your treat. You have a treat that we want because we gave you our treat and you treat us. Your treat is money, motherfuckers. Your treat is money and we want your goddamn treats. So reach into your fucking wallet, grab your treats. Where the fuck you keep your cookie jar? Right? I'm looking at you, Cassandra. I know where you keep your shit. Okay. I know you're listening too. Okay. So just put some money, I don't know, give a fuck, in an envelope, tie it to a passenger pigeon. Passenger pigeon? I think that's a thing. Messenger pigeon. Okay. We're getting closer. Tie it to a frog and throw it through our window. I don't give a shit. But give us money so that we can continue to bring you spirited dialogue. See what I did there? Spirited dialogue. Life-changing hilarity. And jokes that would raise the dead, God damn it. So please, just find a way to don't be a witch, all right? Don't be a fucking witch. There's enough witches in this fucking world, okay? Be a zombie. You know why? Zombies give, okay? They give hugs. with biting. They scratch. They give disease. They give a lot. So be a fucking zombie. For fuck's sake, stop being a goddamn witch. Get your life together. Be a fucking zombie. You're welcome.
Thanks, Jim. I think you've terrified everyone.
Wow. I went all over the place. That was, yeah.
I think you were looking for carrier pigeon.
It was.
The funniest thing about this was watching everyone's face. Bryce just looks bored. Samantha and Danny are making faces at each other.
We're interpretive dancing.
Yeah.
Jim's plea. That's what that was.
If anyone ever sees this video, I mean, they'll get it. That's all I'm saying. They'll get it, you know, more money coming our way for what we put forth here. I think.
By the way, Jim, kudos to you for using zombies as givers.
they give love nibbles.
Yeah.
With nibbles. Bites.
their joy is spreading. You know, it's an infectious disease.
Sharing is caring.
I got to say, part of that plea sounded like you were pleading for sex from your high school girlfriend.
I mean, it wasn't.
Come on, Cassandra. I know where you keep it. Just give me a
you
treat.
Think women take their vaginas off and put them in cookie jars? Is that...
Some of them do.
I would.
Zombie women do.
Stop fucking zombie women, James. Stop fucking zombie women, James.
He's been watching too much Goop.
Hey, once you've had a zombie woman...
You know, that was the last woman you had.
There's an entire series of porns that are The Walking Dead, and they have to fuck the zombie to kill it.
And Sam, I am just not even remotely surprised that you know that.
She's watched How's every single one.
No,
it's got a better story.
What do you mean, no? She wrote and starred in the first three episodes.
I've been so many zombies. No, I was kidding. But that's the...
That's how Ryan likes it.
Dead and cold and unmoving.
A view into Samantha's personal
life. Strong
brought
thighs.
To you by Not Another Podcast.
Hey, James, if they give in your head, one less Zed.
Outstanding.
I am so isolated with that.
That was just for you, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, kids. Let's see. Wow. Hey, next week when we record, it will be post-election.
Ugh.
Oh. So.
Vote.
This might be the last time. Vote.
Already done.
Last already
time
voted.
You sound happy.
Also, hey, really quick, when this airs, happy birthday,
Danny.
Thank
you, buddy.
How old are you going to be, buddy?
Fucking ancient.
12. It's going to be 12.
We're the same age, right, Danny?
What's that?
We're the same age, right?
I will be 35, so...
Okay.
No. But yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Around.
Yeah, she's still 22.
If you're counting leap year, then no, but whatever.
We're very similar in age. We're only a year apart.
Very close. Very close. Very
if you're counting leap year, then you're like, what, 6? 5.
That seems more accurate.
I mean, he acts like it.
Fuck real, I do.
Fuck real.
Fuck real, dude.
That makes your wife like he a just learned the cradle robber.
Well, I mean, if you calculate her years, then
she likes them young and malleable.
No, we're about right. You know,
that's grooming.
That's prom worthy right there.
Okay,
I was kind of hoping that when they started rolling the closing credits, it was going to be Wham's "I Won't Be Your Father" figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. That's George Michael. I will be.
How creepy was it though when she was dancing? Like when this is the song we're going to dance with to at my wedding, and it's like, "Am I
that
pretty
song
enough?
Was fucked up."
Enough.
It was crazy.
It was stuck
it
in
harder.
My head for fucking days. God,
yeah,
it's
listen,
gonna be stuck
yes,
in my head
harder,
again.
Jim.
Damn it!
When you watch that movie, Danny, listen to the lyrics of the song. Like, really listen to them because she's like,
"Don't listen to anything."
Should I do it harder? Like, what? Is
Unplug your headphones. Watch it without any sound.
Well, so, I didn't want to be the only one left out, so you know, I'll just wear these while watching the film. You know?
There you go.
Ah.
What?
We can't hear you.
Just put some earmuffs, dude. Just put some earmuffs on.
That's essentially all these fucking things are.
Gummy. Well, yeah, because you're using a fucking plugged headphone.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
Lame.
I don't have to hear this shit anymore.
Nobody uses plugs anymore.
I have wired headphones. But these are...
There you go.
These
fucking liar.
All right, folks. Have a good night. Talk to you soon.
Apparently, he's got better things to do.
Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. We all do. We all do, Bryce. We'll see.
Bye, everyone. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.